Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1229. Yes, 1229. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to Monday morning. You know, I read this book by Marshall Goldsmith called What Got You Here Won't Take You There. And that's the impetus for what this show's about. Hope you find it helpful. Hope you have a great review, or give it a great review, I should say, in Apple Podcasts or elsewhere, wherever you listen to the show. And forward it. Share it. It helps other people discover it. Just hit the share button on your phone. Post it to Twitter if you use that. Facebook, LinkedIn, wherever. Just share it once or twice, please. Like I said, I want other people to discover the show. And with that, let's get going. I was doing a class last night, and they posed a wonderful paradoxical question. Here we go. I'm just going to repeat it to you. First line, if you can't lose the game, is not worth playing. Interesting. Now, the metaphor that this version of coaching does is that most things can be enjoyed and be made more successful when, instead of thinking of it as work or a task, you can construct a game around it. So again, just to repeat, if you can't lose, the game is not worth playing. In other words, if there's no challenge here, why bother? As a result, most people take the safe route in order to advance. And frankly, it leads to mechanistic behavior because, frankly, at the end of the day, where's the fun in all of this? Where's the challenge to all of this? So if you can't lose the game is not worth playing. Here's the second one. When you really play, you always win, because if failure, which most people would associate not being successful, is a learning opportunity. You grow from it. You expand yourself. In the course of stretching to achieve, you're changing yourself. And this isn't about the outcome per se. It's about who you become in the course of doing this. Now, what got you here won't get you there for job hunters is hugely important, because at the end of the day, you're going to need to adapt to new roles unless you want to stay doing the same thing for the next 30 or 40 years of your life. I don't think you want to do that. I think you want to grow and stretch and learn from this experience and be in an environment that supports you. Well, that's true in your job search as well. You're going to need to learn new skills and start thinking of not just simply the immediate search, but the totality of your career development. You're going to need to build a brand for yourself. You're going to need to construct solutions that employers are going to want to reach out to you about. You're going to want to become known. In other words, you're going to want to build the brand of you. Now, there's never been a time in human history easier than now to build one. After all, you got YouTube here. You know, you got video. You have live streaming. You know, there's Twitter. There's Facebook. There's LinkedIn. There are all sorts of venues where you can do things. There's public speaking. There are all sorts of venues where you could practice doing things differently than you have to this point and create the brand of you. Now, I'm not expecting you to get onto YouTube and do 1,000 videos plus like I've done. And by the time you see this, I may be over 2,000 videos. But be that as it may, the important thing is you start thinking in terms of what do you want to be known for? What qualities and experiences and successes and knowledge that you have do you want to be known for, so that people want to reach out to you and offer you opportunities, not you seeking them out all the time at a time where you hit crisis or desperation. You are far better being the go-to person in your field rather than being someone who's always like a supplicant, hat in hand, you know, trying to find something. After all, the person who gets ahead isn't always the smartest. They don't always work the hardest, although those are great qualities to have. People get ahead by being alert to opportunity. Sometimes those are internal to your organization. More often than not, they're external. And since most jobs are filled as a result of networking connections, you want to make sure that people know about you. Practice and put yourself in situations where you can speak publicly. Be the expert at a conference or one of the experts at a conference where people bring you in to espouse on your knowledge and your successes. Never done it before? Great. There was a time where I never did a YouTube video. You learn. Get yourself into Toastmasters. Practice there. It's an easy, supportive environment where you can learn that skill. Write an article. Get it published. Never did it before. Most people never did the first time they write one. You may make a mistake and you'll learn from it. It's okay. Just start exposing yourself to new instead of getting into this rut where you're constantly doing the same repetitive thing over again. At the end of the day, each time you take a step toward evolving your career and making sure that people know about you, you are closer to never being out of work again. So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, here are a few ways that I can help you. First of all, you can hire me to coach you throughout your job search in every way imaginable. That includes a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, helping you with a salary negotiation and or networking, answering your questions about your job search, giving you advice about a decision you have to make once you have the offer. We can work in 30-minute or one-hour increments throughout your search. And the easiest way to talk with me about it is by connecting with me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show. I just like knowing that I'm helping folks. And once we're connected, message me that you're interested in coaching. We'll do a free discovery conversation with one another. If you're not interested in coaching and you just have a few questions, the easiest way to do it is by reaching out to me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I. Or if you don't have an iOS device, if you're an Android user or you just want to call me on the phone, do it through PrestoExperts.com, where I'm a career coach and job search expert. For those of you who've been listening to the show, you know that, you know, I always talk about JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. And recently, we've been changing the focus of the site to really emphasize interviewing and answering tough interview questions. If you join, you'll have access to curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's designed to help you find work more quickly, as well as videos and podcasts and other information. Again, and emphasize in interviewing and answering tough interview questions. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and get 2 months for free instead of the 1 month that the site offers. And the last thing I want to mention to you is schedule me for lunch. I do it at 12:30 most days, and for now I'm making myself available Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for lunch at 12:30 Eastern Time. We'll meet over Zoom and be able to see one another. You bring something to eat, or if it's early for you, you know, very simply bring some coffee with you. We'll sit and talk for 45 minutes. I'll answer your questions. That's less for $175. That's less than what I charge for comparable time for my coaching. So again, reach out to me through LinkedIn and we'll schedule a time for lunch. Have a great day. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why did you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I heard Toyota-thon is on.
It sure is.
Perfect. I'm getting a head start on my list for Santa.
Well, we've got great year-end deals on Camry, Highlander, RAV4, and more.
But what kind of toys do you have?
It's actually Toyota-thon, not Toyota-thon. We have great deals on vehicles, not toys. I'm sorry, sweetie.
Okay, what can I get for $5?
Current offers end November 30th. Toyota-thon ends January 4th. Participating dealers only. Toyota. Let's go places.